Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Lord Terry's Power Hour, our show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
And good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hour, and we are excited to have you with us. And we've got a great show lined up for tonight. As soon as we get our guest to come up in the queue, still not seeing him, so we're working on that. And my lady, my love, my partner, Robin, is working diligently in the background trying to get our guest online. He's coming in from Australia, and so we're working diligently to get the technology with the connect for him. BTR took away our Skype, and now we're working with some direct connect thing, and it's giving us fits tonight. So everyone bear with us, but we are going to be talking to Chad Nelson about Facebook and using craft names or aliases on Facebook. And I understand that Trev's got got a Facebook page and has been doing some research on alternative social media for us to use. So we're looking forward to getting him on the air with us. And so just bear with us for a few minutes. And I'm not quite sure. I don't believe there's any way for me to pull him in. So, because this will not call overseas. So we're still pretty much waiting for his technology to come together. And so what I'm thinking about doing is going ahead and playing a short song. And ask you guys to stick with us. I'm going to play a little 2-minute song called Pixie Glide by Murphy's Midnight Rounders. And we'll be back. Stick around. We're working on getting Trev Nelson on the air with us. And we'll be right back after this.
My shoes and socks don't mess them up. Tiny footprint. fiddleston tonight. Old rain drumming in my brain. They drink up all my liquor and they plug up all my drains. My favorite shirt's been missing now for 6 weeks more or less. Where they've hidden all my guitar picks, I can only guess. And I can hear them giggling in the corners where they hide. I find their tiny footprints in the potted plants outside. And when they start to sing, it sounds like airplanes on the roof. And I can't get to sleeping when they're doing pixie flies. The change is always missing from the dresser by my bed. I tell it each evening before I lay my head. In the morning when I count again, I'm a couple quarters shy. There's pixies in my bedroom and they think they're being sly. And I can hear them giggling in the corners where they hide. I find their tiny footprints in the potted plants outside. And when they start to sing, it sounds like airplanes on the roof. And I can't get to sleeping when they're doing pixie glides.
To the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
All right, and welcome back, everybody. Sorry about that break early in the show. And thanks to everyone that's in the chat room. We got Trevor in the chat, or Trev in the chat room. We're just having, we're struggling with some technology, and so hang with us for a couple of minutes. Robin, are you back with me?
I am with you. I'm going to try and get him on through the GTM again. So just give me a minute, and I'm going to Facebook him here.
we're working on a workaround here. So, I'm excited to talk with Trev and to hear some of his ideas. For myself, I've lived an openly pagan life for so many years, it didn't even occur to me to use my craft name. Even my public, my friends page, my public figure page was always my legal name. But I can see how a lot of people would certainly, not want to use their legal name, whether it's for job reasons, or the community where they live, they're still in the closet. There was some conversation I was having today in reaction to the show promos about domestic abuse victims that are using aliases, mm-hmm. and they're hiding out from their abusers, and they're being outed. So, a lot of these, a lot of these kind of issues going on. Aliases. Mm-hmm. And they're hiding out from their abusers and they're being outed. So, all right, so we may have some kind of weird lag here too if we get him online.
Yeah.
Robin, I'm gonna go ahead and mute you while you get him sorted. Yep. With the distances and everything else, I don't know how much lag we're going to have. So this could get entertaining. It may or may not work. So stick with us, folks. We're dedicated to getting this interview on. So anyway, I've got Robin muted. She can let me know when she's ready to come back live, and we'll see what we got. So, so in the chat room, we've got some conversation going on about legal names. And I don't even know some of these guys by anything other than their craft names or aliases, or that alii. Anyway, anyway, it's just, I think that it should be allowed. There's a lot of authors. Now, I think they're letting some authors' pen names have started getting through lately. But, it's just, I don't understand why Facebook would go to this much trouble to out so many people and why they care. I appreciate everybody sticking around, and I see some of our regular suspects here. The usual suspects are all joining us tonight, along with Trev, who is in the chat room. But so Nib says it's so NSA can track us. You know, I bet NSA can track us whether we're using an alias or not. There's any number of reasons they could say that they're doing this. I think the biggest thing is that, one person maybe acts badly hiding behind an alias, and then they punish the entire community for the actions of one or two people, which, now I'm going to step on a political topic here, but I think that's the same thing that goes on with handguns. One or two people act badly, or very small percentage acts badly, and they're trying to, control everybody. This seems like it's another case very much similar to that. Robin, if you could text me or something and let me know how we're doing over there, and we will see what we can come up with. And I guess if anybody else wants to join this conversation tonight, we'll go ahead and take some callers at 646-564-9714. You can call in and join the conversation, talk about your thoughts on the topic, and hopefully have some conversation with Trev when we get him online. So again, that number is 646-564-9714. And just remember to hit the 1 button to throw up a flag in the switchboard and tells us that you want to talk. And in the meantime, I'll look in the chat room, see what's going on. Apparently, the technology is fighting, and I'm not sure. We may have to have Trev chat with us here in the chat room, and Robert and I will talk to you guys. Maybe we'll take some calls, and Trev can at least type at us, and we'll do what we can with this, So. Oh, my. you got to love technology and the struggles we have. All right, so I'm going to bring Robin back on. Are you there with me, darling?
Okay.
Okay, you're back?
Terry?
Yes.
Okay, I have him on GTM on my computer. I'm going to unmute that mic. And here on my end, and I'm going to hang up my phone, and I should be able to talk to both of you on the computer.
Okay, I'm not quite sure that's going to work. You're going to have to mute your phone and try talking through the computer. I'm not sure. Don't hang up, just because if you don't have any other connection to the show,
okay,
you know, we're going to have to hear you somehow.
Okay. I don't have a mute button on this phone. Oh, wait, I do. Yes, I do. Okay. Let me mute. I'm going to mute the phone, and then we'll see what happens.
Alrighty, here we're experimenting live here on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, my fear is that she has no other connection to the show, so she will not be able to talk to us, and we won't be able to hear her in any way. And so we're going to have to have her unmute her phone so that we can hear her.
Okay, Terry, you need to just give me a moment of quiet here so we can bring Trev on, because there's a long lag.
Yeah, this isn't going to work. Because of that lag, it's not going to work, because I can hear myself being echoed. So that was a valiant effort, my dear, and I greatly appreciate it.
Give me a moment of quiet here so we can bring Trev on, because there's a long lag.
Yeah, because we can't wait 5 seconds for all of this. So go ahead and mute your radio again.
Okay.
And we're just going to have to keep pressing on. Get him to try that direct connect link one more time. Otherwise, he'll just have to type with us in the chat room. That echo is just unacceptable. We can't do that. We can't ask a question and wait 5 minutes to hear the question asked twice, and it's not going to work. So,
okay.
So anyway, Trev, if you would get to the Blog Talk Radio chat room, and he's still in there. We just got to get him to switch over to that second window that we asked him to open. And he should see the chat room and all of the conversation going on in here. And we'll take it from there. So, Robin, I know that you had spoken with Trev earlier when you were preparing this interview for me, or for us. And he had given us some information about a Facebook group.
Yes, the Facebook page. I posted the name. His Facebook page is Our Right to Use Pagan Names on Facebook. That's the name of the page. And part of their mission is to try to get Facebook to change their policy, because people are being outed left and right. I know a while ago, I used to use Robin Albright. Now, Albright is legally my middle name. And Facebook wouldn't let me get into my page anymore. And they said I had to prove that I was legally entitled to the name Robin Albright. And they wanted me to send them a copy of my birth certificate, which I was not going to do. So I said, you know what, I'll just use my full name. And then, of course, you know, is it coincidental or not that several months later I was laid off from my job, like 2 months later? So does it have anything to do with it? I don't know. Can I prove it? I probably can't. But, gee, you know, and I'm sure that when I spoke to Trev this afternoon, he said he's hearing that story being repeated again and again about things like that. People losing their jobs, people having issues with spouses over child custody, you know, all sorts of things, schools. There are police officers in this country, in the United States, who are not allowed to have Facebook pages under their real name. But maybe they want to keep in touch with their family, and so they use, you know, slightly different names so that their family can still keep in touch. They can't do that now. And these are police officers and military personnel. So it just doesn't seem very fair. I think Trev.
Yeah. What was that? What was that Facebook group again?
Our Right to Use Our Pagan Names on Facebook.
I'm not finding it.
Let me see.
I've had something about our right to use spiritual or chosen professional names on Facebook.
I have it here. Our right to use our pagan names on Facebook, closed group, 481 members. But then again, I'm a member of the group. Trev just texted me, says, I'm hearing the show with echo. Yeah. We have to end the go.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, what we're going to have to do is get a link in the chat room. If it's a closed group, then people should be able to go to it. If it's a secret group, they won't even be able to search it.
I don't think it's a secret group.
Yeah, so if you could open that page and share the link with us all, that would be wonderful.
Yep, I'm going to do that.
And then we can all go take a look at it. And let's see if we can get Trev to start typing to us here in the chat room. So he can type a little bit and tell us a little bit about what he's doing, and you can read that stuff for him. Now, is he private messaging you here in the chat room, or is this in Facebook you're communicating with him?
I'm in Facebook right now with him.
Okay. Now, see if we can get him into the regular chat room so he can type with everybody. And
he's about to go do that. He should be back there now. Let me get the page.
And, well, gosh, everybody, I am so sorry for the confusion today. We will take calls tonight at 646-564-9714. Make sure you hit the 1 button so it throws a flag in the switchboard, and we'll be able to see that you want to talk on the air. Because, you know, a lot of people call in and just listen. They don't want to talk. And that's perfectly legitimate. I know that there are times when I'm away from a computer that I still want to hear the shows. And I will call in. I've even done the show from a car, driving out to a job site. So, you know, it's all legitimate. You know, if you want to call in and listen, that's great. If you can't get to your computer, or if you do want to talk, hit that 1 button, and it'll throw up the flag for us. So, now I've got the group, and I'm going to request to join that group.
Okay, good. Yeah,
and
if more people can join, that's great. More people who can hear what he's got written on the page. It says, I'm going to read his mission statement from the top of the page here. It says, as a significant part of our pagan spirituality, this group's aim is to instigate a lobby group or action group to approach Facebook with our request to use our pagan names. Although this group is primarily based on motives of our pagan spirituality, we also extend an invitation to those who find the Facebook policies on names generally and morally repugnant. However, as pagans, it is our culture and our right to live our lives based on our culture and beliefs as we... I have to open the page. Oh, wow, this is long. as we wish. It is becoming almost impossible on Facebook these days to be able to have the identity that we wish to be known by. Of course, we are always going to need to provide our real identity. While the American Facebook and such are using Facebook platforms for their intelligence, however, there must be ways where we can use our real identities for others to see and be able to present ourselves to the general public as we wish. That's kind of like some of those other sites where you have to register with the site, but you can use a non-diplome on the site. But if anybody reports you, the software, you know, can contact you because they know who you are, which I don't see why Facebook can't do that.
Well, I agree. I mean, there's a couple of sites where I have to put in my legal name.
Yeah.
But the but I can use a, you know, an alias. You know, how do I wish to appear? So I've gotten, you know, there's sites, a lot of the new sites, a lot of the sites that are created by, that are run with Ning as the root,
mm-hmm.
allow for that sort of, you know, that sort of thing. And I think it's a great idea.
Right.
You know, it allows people to have some privacy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's unacceptable in this day and age that, you know, we, you know, that Facebook forces people to open up to, you know, the kind of repression and open up to the kind of, you know, persecution that still exists when people want to have, you know, a little bit of privacy. They want to live outside the norm. You know, not everybody's lucky enough to be able to live openly.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, I was talking to my boss about something today, and we were talking about people and their attitudes, and I said something to him about we create our own reality, one of the things that you guys hear me talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he says, well, yeah, but this and this and this. I said, no, pardon me, you forget. I believe in magic. And he says, yeah, I know you do. And from what you're saying, you know, from the way you're saying it, I understand what you're saying, but I also agree that, you know, we attract to ourselves the kind of people and the kind of responses that we put out there. And I said, well, that sounds an awful lot like magic to me. He says, no, not really. But, you know, because I can have these kind of conversations with the owner of the company I work for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, while he doesn't, you know, subscribe to my way of, my way of thinking, he doesn't hold it against me.
Yeah.
You know, he sees me walking a positive path and being, you know, connected to the divine, and he sees the attitude that I bring, you know, about being positive, and that's all he cares about. I do a good job, and I bring a positive attitude. You know, he's pretty happy. You know, not everybody's lucky enough to work for somebody like that.
That's true. Certainly I wasn't. My company was, you know, run by very conservative Christian family, so hence I think that's why I'm out of a job. That's another thing.
Yeah, that's a possibility. And anybody who is joining that Facebook group right now, there is someone apparently standing by, possibly even listening, that is approving us all as we pop in.
That's Trev.
It wasn't Trev that approved mine,
oh.
But it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I
have Trev on Facebook. He's telling me he can't get into the chat room to type, but by looking at the box, I can see that he's listed there twice. One is asleep and one is active. Is that why he can't
type?
Yeah.
No, he just needs to get on one of them and type. The first one that he came in on earlier, he should be able to type there.
Yeah.
Now the second one's gone to sleep.
Okay.
It's just not been a good night. So if he's got something to say, he can type it to you in Facebook.
He is. Yeah. He just did type something. He says, privacy goes more ways than Facebook claims. Their claim is that they are protecting everyone's privacy by making people use their legal names. They are not thinking of those who are trying to protect their privacy from persecution and prejudice.
Well,
I know you can hear me. Trev, I know you can hear me, and one of my questions was, what do they do? Like, why is it important to them to have everybody have their original names? Are they selling demographics? Is that part of it?
You know, one of the things that we had talked about while he types was the, you know, some people acting badly, hiding behind an alias. You know, if we're trying to stop bullying,
mm-hmm.
you know, some childhood bullies create fictitious Facebook pages and then go out there and bully their you know, the kid in the neighborhood or this kid at school that they want to pick on.
Mm-hmm.
And they hide behind an alias. Well, you know, it's easy enough to track where that's coming from. I mean, you can still track it down to the computer or to the link it's coming from.
Absolutely.
If somebody wants to.
And as I was saying before, there are softwares where you can, where you have to sign in as who you are, but you can still create a non-deplume that the public sees. So the software people know who you are, but other people that you converse with don't necessarily know who you are. And I don't see why Facebook can't do that.
Yeah, and then Afterfall is asking, how do they know I'm not using my real original name?
Well, sometimes it's obvious, you know, if you list yourself as Raven, you know, Paganheart or whatever, they're gonna figure that that's probably not your real name. In my case, I think they figured it out because I had two pages I was trying to keep separate. I was trying to keep, because I have a daughter in a local school, I was using my middle name for all my pagan stuff, and I also had a page under my real name, so that I could use that for interacting with people at school, people through my job, and that sort of thing. And I think they figured out that I was the same individual somehow, whether it's IP address or whatever, and then they closed my Robin Albright page. And when I had no choice.
It's still there.
It's still there.
But I can't post it and I can't get into it. And Glacier said something about legally changing his name. Now, that would work, because then you would have a legal, you would be using your legal name.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do know of a couple of people who have changed their, they've legally changed their name to their craft name.
Mm-hmm.
And have gotten past the, you know, using your birth name kind of situation, because that is your legal name, then those people were allowed to use that name on Facebook.
Okay, he's answering my question. It says, I believe Facebook has a specific agenda which they are not fully disclosing. There is plenty of conjecture, but no way of verifying anything along those lines. Many believe that their motive is for information gathering and legal uses for legal enforcement agencies.
Okay.
So I think, you know, probably what he's saying is, so if you may be right, Terry, like somebody who's bullying somebody or a troll who's, you know, going out there and just being a nuisance or threatening people. And I understand why they're trying to protect people. But again, you know, that thing, going back to the thing was, so make people sign up with their real name, but let them have a non-deplume if they want to.
Yeah.
Give people a choice.
And you know, Afterfall is in here saying that he comes from a time when on the internet when nobody used a real name.
Absolutely.
So do I.
Me too. And that was the glory of the internet. I mean, my handle has always been Radha731 since my first AOL address. And that was part of why the internet became such a big deal, was because there was a certain amount of anonymity. People could now go in and, you know, order stuff online that they might not order, want to go into a store and buy, you know, or talk to people. And I mean, it was just the anonymity was part of the appeal.
Yeah. You know,
One of the things that Trev mentioned to me this afternoon when we were speaking is trying to find an alternative to Facebook that pagans can use that does allow people to still keep non-deplumes, and that there really aren't any good ones out there. And if anybody out there is, you know, really computer savvy and would like to embark on that, to please, you know, maybe get in touch or... But it has to be worldwide. So there may be some smaller, you know, national ones in the United States. That's the thing. Facebook is worldwide.
Right. Well, I mean, anything that's got a URL is worldwide. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of, getting the word out around the world. Hey, let's go ahead and take a short break. We're 35 minutes after the hour. Okay. We're going to go ahead and take our regular bottom of the hour break. I'm going to play a song by Jenna Green called Hermie. And we'll be back here in a few minutes. Stick around, everybody. And again, we are taking calls at 646-564-9714. Hit the one button if you want to talk, and we'll be right back.
Power, rider of the Your fire rages in my heart. Hurn, hurn, hurn. Mist and shadows call thy name. Hurn, hurn, hurn. The wild hunter rides. The wild hunter
listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are valid. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with us. Join us nightly at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a wide variety of programming. If you miss one of our shows, there are plenty of places to catch up. Every show is archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. Look for the on-demand shows. They are available as a free podcast download on iTunes and now available free on the TuneIn Radio application and website. Follow us on Twitter at SURN_ORG and on Facebook. Each of our shows has a Facebook presence so that you can keep abreast with what is going on. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments, you may send those to the station management by emailing surn.org@gmail.com. On Thursday nights, Onyx and Terry discuss questions that have been sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a question you want them to discuss, please send it to the station's email address. If you'd like credit for the question, please let us know in the email. For more information about our network, please click over to www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we humbly thank you for that.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
Listening to Lord Terry's Power Hour on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to Lord Terry.
And good evening and welcome back. This is Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hour, and I'm joined tonight by my partner, my lady, my love, Robin. How are you, darling?
Hello, how are you? I'm sitting here in Facebook, and Trev and I are going back and forth. I've got some stuff to read, so let me know when you're ready.
Hang on just a second. I did want to make a point of correction. The business cut says something about Thursday nights being Terry and Onyx. That has actually changed. We're working on getting some new business stuff put together. But the actual Thursday nights is now me and Robin. Same format, so if you got questions or you know, stuff like that, please email those questions to us so that we can get those on the air. So anyway, you've got some stuff from Trev. If you would go ahead and read, I understand he typed one really long one that you wanted to read to us.
Yeah, let's see. Many issues come from this situation with Facebook. Authors with their pen names, performers who have based their living on professional names. This stance of Facebook is in itself discrimination. It is discriminating between mainstream and a few segments of society for which they have made allowances. One such allowance was made for a transvestite group who wanted to protect their privacy. I have come across a few other instances which I have come across. However, the majority are being denied access to their accounts. This in and of itself has far-reaching consequences. Probably would be a good thought to boycott. I do not know if this would have much of effect on Facebook unless we can gather a huge following. I may have my numbers wrong at this point, but the numbers of users are in the area of 700 million users. If there was something that would help attract attention from Facebook, we in our action group would be most interested to work with any idea that has merit. Facebook is such a huge organization, they are almost above the law, as they have demonstrated so far in regards to this issue. If someone were to turn the rules around on any sector of society, as Facebook has, there would be legal action taken against them. Many in our group are not actively participating. They are just registering so they can be contacted when required. Maybe this is a time to be contacting them and coordinating something such as the boycott. So we're starting some conversation here and talking. So I think that's wonderful. Maybe we can do that. Maybe we can have a show of hands in the chat room, since we've got quite a few people in the chat room this evening, of who would be interested in maybe picking a day, you know, to boycott, and we can advertise that and share it, you know, on the page and on Facebook with all our other ones. Is that something that
you guys... Yeah, how would something like that work? I mean, if we boycott Facebook, then how do we let them know that we're boycotting?
You can post it on your page and say, you know, I will not be using my Facebook page on whatever day that they would choose in protest of this policy.
Yeah, and he mentioned something about a transvestite group that was the exception was made. Well, apparently, the word I'm getting is that Facebook went back on their promise even to them.
Yeah.
There were some people in San Francisco, gay pride people,
mm-hmm.
and Facebook went back on their promises to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, Terry, you have lots and lots of friends on your Facebook page. I mean, if we were to, you know, post that and start posting around to a lot of the groups that we post to for the show, I think we could maybe make a dent, at least get their attention. If you look at the march on Monsanto people, they're holding marches every 2 to 3 months. I mean, it's silly because there's no media coverage of it, which I don't understand, which just goes to prove that our media is ignoring a lot of this. But that's, I mean, it's a start to do this on Facebook.
Well, we can definitely talk about that, put something together. I mean, you know, my friend's page has 4,600 people, and, you know, I probably post to 10 groups that have 20,000 or more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I mean, I could make the noise. The worst that can happen is nothing.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, it wouldn't hurt. But, you know, as I said, you know, that's maybe we can get on that Facebook, the Our Right to Use Our Pagan Names on Facebook page and discuss it and see what all goes on there.
Okay. All right. So who's, and those of us that use Facebook to earn money. I don't know, it's a valid concern as well. You know,
but would one day, I'm not saying to boycott Facebook forever, just one day as a protest. Would one day, you know, if somebody sends you an email or a message on Facebook regarding a sale, I mean, would one day be devastating? I don't know. You know, each person's got to do what, go along with what their conscience is, what's best for them.
Right, and they've got to do what's best for them, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Absolutely. But if, you know, but if we could make a little bit of noise, the community might get on board.
Mm-hmm. Trent just texted me on Facebook. He says, I would be very pleased to get everyone in our group coordinated in a way for us to get maximum attention that we can with the current membership. I agree with Terry. A little noise is better than no noise.
Home. Yeah, and if we sent out or posted something, an image to use for everyone to use that's doing the boycott. So everybody's profile picture is the same. Everybody's background picture is the same.
Right. They do that. They do that with the gay pride. You know, little symbol, the red box with the two, like the equal sign in it.
That's right. So if we were to, come up with, get a graphic artist to create a banner, or background, mm-hmm. and a profile picture, and everyone that's going to do the boycott change their profile,
mm-hmm.
picture and their background to the boycott and post something on their page. We could even get something written so that it could all be copied and pasted.
Absolutely.
And everyone's, you know, the last thing you post is you change your background, you change your profile image, and then you post the post. So anyone that goes to your page, the thing they're going to see is this unified image and that mm-hmm. post saying that boycotting because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. See how many people we could get to do that. Pick a day in the summer, mm-hmm. a couple of months from now.
Mm-hmm. I suggest
so we've got time to put it all together.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So Glacius, if you'll go ahead and join that group, if you didn't already, our right to use our pagan names on Facebook page that the post with the link was there a little while ago. Robin, if you would copy that link in there one more time for anyone that didn't already click on it. And thank you. Okay, and Glacius has already joined. So what we'll do is put together something by the weekend and communicate with the group and see what we can pull together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will. I will Facebook and talk and private message with Trev and get out there. He just sent me something. He says there are a few petitions going around. The most recent that I saw was on the issue of the Indigenous American and their spiritual names. We in the group all signed it so as to assist the cause in the overall sense, one leg over the fence at a time. Okay, so I'll talk to Trev in private messages, and hopefully maybe we can organize something and see what he has to say. I mean, I don't want to, you know, rain on his parade or in any way or step on any toes. So we'll make sure that we get input from him and his group. And the page.
All right, we'll just be celebrity spokespeople for the group.
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah. Are we celebrities?
Well, apparently somebody was saying something in there. When you said how many people, I have a lot of people on my page, and somebody was saying, "Yeah, use your visibility."
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So. Yeah, there are currently 482 members of that Our Right to Use Our Pagan Names on Facebook, and even if they just affected, 10 other people, each one of those members, that's significant.
Well, I mean, in the overall scheme of Facebook, probably not. But if we got, but if you know, if 10 people reach 10 more people,
well, that's
I saw that list, and a lot of that list is going to be like me with 4,000 plus friends.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah.
And that's going to be significant. Then if it catches fire in the pagan community.
Mm-hmm.
This could be significant.
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, it's going to take a little bit of planning. We can't do it tomorrow because we need to get all of our ducks in a row, figure out a plan.
Yep.
But
Trev just wrote in. He says, I think that Terry has some very good ideas. I would invite those who wish to join our group to do so with the view to getting something like this going. So he's on board. He likes the idea.
All right, cool, Trev. Well, I'm glad that I can get this cause, a boot in the cause, and if there's something that we can do, let's get it done. And I'm glad that we can be of assistance. Let's see. Well, we are coming up toward the top of the hour, so I guess it's about time for a little business, how to get in touch with us, all that kind of stuff, my lady.
Oh, okay. You're looking for me to do this. This is always so pathetic. you can certainly get in touch with Terry and I at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. That's our mutual email that we share. You can always get in touch with both of us through our Facebook pages. I'm Robin A. McKean, and he is Reverend Terry Power HP, or Terry Power. He has two pages. Don't tell Facebook. And also CERN.org@gmail.com. If you have any issues pertaining to anything that was on the radio station, something good, something not so good, you want to get in contact with any of the hosts, or you want to contact or any of the guests that we have on the show, that's the place to do it. That CERN.org@gmail.com. And I think that's everything. Oh, Twitter. Terry, what is the Twitter? Because I always forget it.
Okay, the Twitter for the station is @CERN_org. And my Twitter is @RevTerryPowerHP.
Okay.
And the two pages. Yeah. You don't tweet. The two pages, I have a friends page and a public figure page, is a separate page.
Right.
That is an allowable. For the allowable things of Facebook. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've not found any way to skirt the rules myself, so
yeah.
Don't come asking me, well, how did you do that? No.
Yeah, it's a public page. And going back to Twitter and tweeting, it would be just weird to have, Robin tweets. It's just not the bird, get it.
Oh, come on. That's what I thought it would be, Robin tweets.
Maybe that'll be my new Facebook name, Robin Tweets.
Oh, Rockin' Robin.
Oh, please. They used to get that one in high school. That one and Robin Redbreast. Those two, like, very original.
But the Rockin' Robin, what's the song?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Rockin' Robin.
Yeah, Tweet.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, they used to sing that when I would walk down the hallway. Thank you very much for reminding me of that.
Hey, now with Twitter, now that, you know, you know, Rockin' Robin tweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No thanks.
Sorry. Okay. And if you are looking for my friends page, it is Terry Power. And it shows me there's actually a few of us with that name. So you want to look for the one that it shows in North Copley, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think that's about it.
Trevor has a closing thought. He says, I personally have never really known how to twist Facebook's finger. We have until now. Just brainstormed a few ideas and have not yet been overly excited with ideas that have come up. I first thought that we'd need about 20 to 40,000 members to make a significant sound. It appears that we're going to take a while to get that many. So now it could very well be time to get wet. So he is saying, let's do this thing. Let's start and try and make a little noise. And Trevor, we're going to do our best. Trevor, we're going to do our best to help you do that. And I will be in touch. You know, after the show, I'll keep you on Facebook and we'll talk. And I just want to thank everybody for their patience this evening. And this is a really important issue, I think, for a lot of us. People are being affected by it, and Facebook obviously is not getting it. So I am really happy that the people who are here in the chat room, most of you joined the page. Thank you for doing that. And hopefully people who are out there listening and who will be downloading this in the next few days as well will also go out and join our right to use our pagan names on Facebook and and send their thoughts and ideas to the page about how to fix this. So and Roseanne,
yeah,
I see that you're still pending. I will let him know, let Trev know that Free Spirit 9 is still pending and has not been approved yet.
And I'm going to post the link to the page on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network on my personal page and my public figure page and the Little Stonebridge page.
Sure.
That way, if you're having trouble finding it, because I couldn't search and find it. So I'm going to post the link so that anyone who's having trouble finding it with a search will be able to find it through the link. And so if you're listening in the archives and you want to get involved, look for the link on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network page, my public figure page, Rev. Terry Power HP, my friends page, Terry Power, and the Little Stonebridge Pathworkings page.
Terrific. Nivasi is saying she'll share it in all her other groups as well, and we can create a ripple effect here.
We'll see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so thanks, everyone, for being with us tonight. Thank you for getting behind this with us and joining us in our indignation.
Mm-hmm.
We will put together some kind of action, because just sitting around bitching about it ain't going to change nothing. We're going to have to make some noise.
Absolutely.
So let's see what we can pull together. Join that page, and we'll see what we can do together. Thank you again for being with us tonight. As always, you had a choice about how you're going to spend your Tuesday night, and you chose to spend it with us, and we are honored. So with that, I think I'm done.
Okay,
thank
you,
everybody. Go ahead.
I was just going to say thank you to everybody and spread the love.
And may you have a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.